USA Radio News.
Hillary Clinton broke her silence Wednesday on Twitter, commenting on Special Counsel John Durham's investigation and reports it supports claims of spying on Donald Trump. In a brief tweet, Clinton insisted Vanity Fair had published a good debunking of allegations that her 2016 presidential campaign had indirectly funded efforts to spy on White House servers and the Trump campaign. Clinton dismissed those claims as the, quote, latest nonsense from the political right. A new Politico poll shows President Biden's continued struggle to win support from the American people, with just 43% expressing approval of Biden's job performance. Biden's approval on the pandemic was even worse. Just 39% approved of the president's handling of the pandemic. 49% of registered voters want mask mandates lifted. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
The law requires the Biden administration to reveal the human job losses from the XL Keystone pipeline cancellation.
Several lawmakers sent a letter to President Biden's Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm, demanding she complies with the law requiring her agency to disclose the number of jobs lost when Biden ended the Keystone XL pipeline. The Keystone XL pipeline was projected to provide approximately 11,000 jobs, and roughly $800 million in wages were extinguished with the stroke of Biden's pen. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Police in Canada's capital are telling protesting truckers who have hunkered down in that city for more than 2 weeks, it's time to leave. Meanwhile, the last of the truck blockades at the U.S.-Canadian border has come to an end. Authorities say the final blockaders have left Emerson, Manitoba, and the crossing into North Dakota has reopened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Used car prices continue to rise, and the ripple effects could be felt for quite some time.
The price of used cars is revving up even faster than new cars, and experts are sounding the alarm. According to Edmunds.com data, a three-year-old Dodge Grand Caravan is worth more than $25,000 today, up 69% from a year ago. The high prices are being fueled by a global computer chip shortage, increased labor and production costs, as well as supply chain delays. Edmunds.com Senior Manager of Insights Ivan Drury telling Fox Business, due to the price hikes, people are having to finance used cars even longer.
We're already looking at extremely long loan terms, 70 months. That's new and used. Used vehicles are going $500 a month on average. So this isn't just a here and now problem. If you purchase something now and you've got to borrow money, it's going to play out for years down the road.
That's Tim Berg reporting from the Phoenix Bureau. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to loosen guidance on indoor masking as early as next week. This as COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations continue to drop. In a press briefing on Wednesday, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the agency is examining new metrics for relaxing pandemic guidance, including masks, and would deliver that updated guidance soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.